Well, hey, good afternoon. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of 60s and 70s vinyl LPs. Sharing them with you out there in digital la-la land as I burn them to digital on my show here. And my style ranging from acid rock to classic rock, orchestra rock, acoustic rock, heavy metal, progressive rock, new age, new wave, punk, and rockabilly, all from my collection, as well as a few donations. Today we got a special donation from Miss Judy Clark, crediting her for that. Yeah, what are we going to be listening to here? Out of the 60s, Cream, that's right, Cream the band. Got the first LP of a double feature LP. We're going to feature just album one today, and we'll feature album two at a later show of Heavy Cream. Heavy Cream, that's a compilation of material recorded from 1966 to 1968. Some of the best stuff, the finest stuff out there from none other than, of course, Ginger Baker, the drummer and internationally, universally famous guitarist singer Eric Clapton. That's right, Cream, forming way back in the 60s. Ginger Baker and Eric Clapton. Oh yeah. Some good stuff, good stuff. Cream was active only from 1966 to 1968. Imagine that, just a couple of years. And then, of course, Eric Clapton, one of those rarities, you know, when a member goes out solo and actually does better than they did with the original band. So, yeah, we've all heard of Eric Clapton. So I'm Brad of the Bone again, Brad's Vinyl. Let's head on into side one of LP number one of Heavy Cream right here on Brad's Vinyl. Inside of you.
dark eye. Dawnlight smiles on you leaving my contentment. I wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from themselves.
precious love, satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the smoke. About it. Everything they're crying about it.
All right, hey, Brad of the Bone here. Hope you're enjoying Brad's vinyl. That was the A side of Heavy Cream, album number one. That's right, a compilation of some of the finest material from Cream. Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce. That's right, we started out with Strange Brew. We've all heard that one before, certainly, as well as White Room, following up with White Room. Classic Cream there. Moving into Badge, then Spoonful with lots of harmonica throughout that piece. And then the final track on that was a Muddy Waters piece called Rollin' and Tumblin'. That's right, Rollin' and Tumblin'. That's off their album Fresh Cream, Muddy Waters. And again, the vocals sounding like an Indian war chant, in my opinion, my humble opinion here, Brad of the Bone. Oh, gosh. Clapton and Baker and Bruce, probably considered one of the very first original super bands ever, after Yardbirds starting to disband and Clapton being impressed with Ginger Baker's drumming and Baker wanting to start a new band. So getting together with Eric Clapton. He actually drove him home from a concert, I believe, one evening in England, and they talked about forming a new band, and Clapton agreed reluctantly. However, he had been impressed with Jack Bruce's bass playing, and so he said, well, on one condition, you've got to include Jack Bruce in the band. And of course, Ginger Baker almost crashed the Hummer they were driving, saying, what, are you out of your freaking mind? You know, of course, you don't know the story. Maybe you do know the story of Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce always fighting on stage. They actually got to fist fights and fisticuffs and blows on the stage, and sabotage each other's instruments with Ginger Baker firing Bruce from the band at one point, actually. But Jack Bruce actually continued to show up for the gigs anyways until he was finally driven away at knife point when Ginger Baker threatened to stab him with a knife. So, yeah, drama among Cream. Very cool. So, yeah, lead guitar, Eric Clapton, bass, Jack Bruce, and of course Ginger Baker, their drummer. I am Brad of the Bone. Let's move on into the B-side right now of LP number one from Heavy Cream here on Brad's Vinyl.
Bum 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 bum, I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free.
Bum 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 bum,
I feel free. You're all I want to know. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free.
I can walk down the street, there's no one there, though the pavement's a one huge crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, but my mind wants to cry out loud.
Though my mind wants to cry out loud. wasn't a bad love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Bad luck and trouble's my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't a bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Thank you. the rails had carried off the train.
Oh,
All right. Brad of the Bone here, finishing up the B-side of the first LP of Heavy Cream's double LP set. Starting out with I Feel Free, I Feel Free. That's a classic, classic Cream track. Yep, that's right. Jack Bruce contributing to that. Coming off of their album Fresh Cream, and it was also released as a single. And we followed up with Born Under a Bad Sign. It's a Booker T. Jones piece. Booker T. Jones and the MGs, MTs or something like that. Yeah, that's a remake of that. Passing the Time, Ginger Baker. As You Said, and finishing up with Deserted Cities of the Heart. And As You Said, Born Under a Bad Sign, I think that was actually played also by Creedence Clearwater, I think. Has a version of that as well. AOCCR band, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it. And As You Said, track number 4 there. Nice, mysterious, sort of a minor key, kind of random background space out music there. Yeah, and Deserted Cities of the Heart, the final track. Getting some airplay on some of the old radio stations back in the day, like KLOS and perhaps the Jim Ladd Show. You all remember Jim Ladd, I hope. And hopefully you'll remember Brad's vinyl next time when we come back for album number 2 from Heavy Cream. Thanks for listening to another Brad's Vinyl.